In this bulletin, the United States charges two Chinese nationals with cyber theft. Storms cause major damage in New South Wales. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The United States has charged two Chinese nationals with conducting a massive state-sponsored cyber theft targeting companies and government agencies in at least a dozen countries. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says the hackers gave China's intelligence service access to intellectual property and other sensitive business information. He says the hacked data gave China an unfair advantage at the expense of businesses and countries that follow international law. Mr. Rosenstein admits the threats posed by the hacking operation dating back to 2006, a part of China's goal to replace the United States as the world's leading superpower.
This is not the first time that the Department of Justice has accused Chinese state actors of stealing commercial information. Since the indictment of five uniformed members of the People's Liberation Army in 2014, our department has repeatedly cast a spotlight on China for its state-sponsored criminal activity targeting American corporations. More than 90% of the department's cases alleging economic espionage over the past 7 years involve China.
And the federal government says it has serious concerns about a China-backed global hacking campaign to steal intellectual property. It comes as two Chinese nationals have been charged in the US over the alleged membership of a hacking group operating in China known as Advanced Persistent Threat 10. A joint statement from Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne and Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says APT-10 was acting on behalf of the Chinese Ministry of State Security and the group's intrusions were significant. The ministers have called on all countries, including China, to uphold commitments to refrain from cyber-enabled theft with the intent of obtaining a competitive advantage. They have urged Australian businesses to be vigilant. Tens of thousands of passengers have been disrupted by drones flying over one of Britain's busiest airports. Gatwick's runway has been shut since yesterday, as devices have been repeatedly flying over the airfield. The disruption could last for several days, affecting hundreds of thousands of passengers. Local police believe it's not terrorism-related, but a deliberate act of disruption, and are still looking for the perpetrators. Prime Minister Theresa May has condemned their actions.
I feel for all those passengers whose travel plans have been disrupted by this drone activity and the action that's had to be taken in response to it. And obviously at this particular time of year, this is particularly difficult for people. We've already passed legislation in relation to the use of drones, so it is now, as has been made clear, the activity we've seen is illegal, and those who are caught endangering aircraft can face up to 5 years in prison.
A New York judge has allowed film producer Harvey Weinstein's sexual assault case to move forward. Mr. Weinstein's lawyers argue the case had been irreparably tainted by allegations a police detective acted improperly in the investigation. But the judge denied the motion to dismiss the case, suggesting there is ample evidence to move forward to trial. Mr. Weinstein is charged with raping a woman in March 2013 and forcibly performing oral sex on another woman in 2006. The 66-year-old is also accused of having non-consensual sex with more than 70 women, allegations he denies. But they led to the Time's Up Me Too movement, in which hundreds of women have publicly accused powerful men of sexual harassment and abuse. The president of Time's Up movement, Lisa Borders, says she's pleased with the result.
Today, here in New York, we saw the first steps toward justice. Together, we stand in solidarity with all survivors everywhere. Frankly, we are relieved that Harvey Weinstein failed in his efforts to avoid accountability for his actions, and we are very happy that none of the charges were dismissed.
Residents are waking up to inspect the damage caused by a catastrophic storm in which hail smashed windows and battered roofs across Sydney and beyond. Multiple storm fronts converged on the Hunter Valley, Wollongong and Sydney in New South Wales. The Insurance Council of Australia has declared the storm a catastrophe after it hit Western Sydney with hailstones the size of tennis balls and inner Sydney with hailstones the size of golf balls. Tens of thousands of homes have been left without power. Let's check out today's weather now. In Perth, fine weather and 36, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 22, showers increasing in Melbourne, 19, much the same for Hobart and 17, in Canberra, showers developing in 23, in Wollongong, a shower or two, 22 degrees, in Sydney, much the same, 24, Newcastle, similar conditions, 23, hot with a possible storm in Brisbane and 37 degrees, partly cloudy in Cairns, 35, and in Darwin, a possible shower or storm, a top of 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.